This is the News at 5 on 91.7 FM WSUM, streaming live on WSUM.org. Here's your 5 o'clock news update.
Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 5 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In state news, a Republican state senator announces his candidacy for the 8th Congressional District. Oliver Gerhartz has the story.
Monday, André Jacques, a Republican state senator and staunch conservative currently representing the 1st District of the state Senate, announced that he would be running for Wisconsin's 8th National Congressional District seat, which encompasses much of northeastern Wisconsin, including Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh. The congressional seat will be vacant in the upcoming congressional elections because incumbent Mike Gallagher will not be seeking re-election after angering fellow Republicans by refusing to impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security, Andrew Mayorkas. Former State Senator Roger Roth of the 19th District is Jack's only official competition at this point. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhars.
Thanks, Oliver. In national news, the Supreme Court rules states can't remove Donald Trump off ballots. Paige Stevenson has the story.
The United States Supreme Court decided unanimously to allow Donald Trump to be included on Colorado's primary ballots on Monday, March 4th. The decision follows Colorado's attempt to remove Trump from their ballot after the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Colorado courts cited the 14th Amendment in their pleas to remove Trump, as such an amendment prohibits a candidate from holding public office if they participated in an insurrection. The ruling also ends similar efforts put into motion in Illinois and Maine. The Supreme Court placed a check on state governmental power, saying only Congress has the ability to enforce the 14th Amendment for presidential candidates. Thank you to Al Jazeera for the story, and for WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In international news, France makes abortion a constitutional right. Laura Wells has the story.
France has approved a bill enshrining the right to abortion in the country's constitution. Abortion has been legalized in France since 1974, but President Emmanuel Macron began to seek solidification of the law after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Some conservative politicians, such as far-right leader Marine Le Pen, believe there was no need to add it to the Constitution because there are no political parties in French Parliament that question the morality of abortion. However, Le Pen did vote in favor of the action. The measure was approved 780-72 on Monday, March 4th. Thanks to NPR for the story, and for WSUM News, I'm Laura Wells.
Thanks, Laura. Turning over to sports, here's RJ Carroll with an update.
Today in Badger Sports. Following their loss to Illinois on Saturday, the men's basketball team has now lost 6 of their last 8 games and are 10-7 in conference play after starting 8-1. Heading into the final week of the season, they will likely need to beat both Rutgers and number 2 Purdue to secure a double bye in the Big Ten tournament, which seemed inevitable just a few weeks ago. Following their split against Michigan State over the weekend in the regular season finale, the men's hockey team has dropped 1 spot in the rankings to number 5. They are the number 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will host number 7 seed Ohio State this weekend in a best 2-out-of-3 series. The women's hockey team opened up the WCHA playoffs with a 2-game sweep of St. Thomas over the weekend and will be in Minneapolis for the WCHA final faceoff this weekend, where they will play Minnesota in the semifinals on Friday. The winner of that game will either play Ohio State or Minnesota Duluth in the championship game on Saturday. The women's basketball team dropped their regular season finale 78-52 against Michigan State yesterday, but Sarah Williams tied a Big Ten record with 15 straight games posting a double-double, having a stat line of 17 points and 15 rebounds yesterday. They are the number 10 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will play number 7 seed Penn State Thursday night in Minneapolis. The softball team had a rough weekend at the Utah Tech Invitational, losing 4 of their 5 games. They are back in action in 2 weeks at the UMBC Spring Invite. The women's tennis team kept rolling this weekend, extending their winning streak to 5 with wins over Boise State and DePaul, and they kick off Big Ten play next Friday on the road against Purdue. It was a different story for the men's team, however, who lost to both Yale and Princeton 6-1. For the 4th time in the last 5 years, the Wisconsin's men's swimming and diving team recorded a top-4 finish, placing 4th at the Big Ten Championships over the week. UW had 4 individuals record top-8 finishes, and up next is the last chance meet before the NCAA championships. Former Badgers Braylon Allen, Muma Jung Mehta, and Tanner Bordellini represented UW at the NFL Combine over the week, with Bortolini making the biggest impression. They will all compete in Wisconsin's Pro Day on March 23rd. In professional sports, the Bucks are yet to lose a game since the All-Star break, and they will look to extend their five-game winning streak tonight at home against the Clippers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Finally, the Brewers looked good yesterday, defeating the Diamondbacks 10-4, courtesy of home runs from Willy Adames and Jefferson Caro. They are now 3-6 in spring training and will play at home against the Giants tomorrow. For WCM News, I'm RJ Carroll.
Thanks, RJ. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSM News Booth, I'm Huan Lin. Have a great evening, Madison.